This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show as we get ready to wrap up another good week of the Press Box on ESPN. You guys have been phenomenal supporting us, and we appreciate you. You even were coming out in droves to see us yesterday, and we will have more remotes for you in the 409 and otherwise as we go forward, so that's fun as well. News of the day, Astros won again, 6-1 now on the season as they get ready to go back at it with the A's tonight. And Lance McCullers on the hill. If you go by his past track record, home good, road bad. Hope Lance gets it going again tonight with the new contract in his back pocket and keeps it rolling for an Astros team that's really hitting the ball well and pitching the ball extremely well. So that's good. Deshaun Watson and his lawyer, Rusty Harden, got the ruling in their favor that they needed, that now the Jane Does will be identified. At least 9 of Tony Busby's clients have already said they're okay with that. We'll see how many go along with it, how many decide to pull out of it because of the fact that there is no more anonymity and they're going to have to be identified and face the scrutiny as the cases proceed. So that's news of the day from there.
At least O.J. Simpson has his back, Joel.
I mean, do you really want that at this point? Is that a positive?
I mean, he's so well-spoken. I mean, why not, right? The guy absolutely endorsed Deshaun. He's like, I know what it means to be accused of something and it hurts your reputation. Really? No, it usually when you murder somebody, that's what happens, bud.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
Quentin Grimes is leaving the University of Houston, at least temporarily. He's declaring his for the NBA draft. I haven't heard yet who's going to get an agent or not. We had been investigating. It looks like right now they've got him around a second-round pick. So maybe, as I said, he explores the pre-draft process. He goes through the combine and some of those things. And then if his stock goes up, he stays in. If it doesn't, he can always go back, as the U of H team is going to be loaded again next year. So good luck to him and what he did by coming to Houston, bringing more attention to the program by leaving Kansas. Yeah.
But develop a little. I'm with you, though. Yeah. I'm with you, Joel. If he can develop a little, mature his body a little bit, let's be honest. You do say he has an NBA-ready body. Look, that could be the case, and it'll be even more in the event that he circles back and he develops for a year. Now, if he's okay with being a second-round pick, I know that you listed a few reputable sites that have him projected in that round. You know, maybe he's okay with it. Maybe he's not. I do like that caveat that you threw out there. Maybe there's a situation where he's okay with being drafted in the second round, but there's some team out there that's willing to give him some sort of later commitment that entices him to be okay with being drafted in the second round. Who knows? There was a consistency factor even at the University of Houston and even at the college level that I did criticize when it came down to Quentin Grimes. And I think those are the little things that he'll have to improve on if he wants to be a consistent player in the NBA. But shout out to him. He came from Kansas. I'm not sure if the Cougs would have made it to the Final Four in the event he didn't transfer over here. So good luck with that. It looks like a 40 spot, though. You're right. It looks like it's a 35, 40, 35, 36, 37, 38 spot in the draft. So that would put him in the second round in the event that he really did get drafted that far.
So. Yeah, so, I mean, look, I'm all for him exploring the process and then figuring it out. But I think the way it sits right now, I think it's good experience for him, but I think that he'd be smart to go back unless he gets it. Like we talked about, unless he gets a guarantee from a team that says, look, we're going to take you, or if you go undrafted, we're going to sign you. We're going to make you. But Nate Hinton is the perfect example of another U of H product that is in the middle of the process right now. And a lot of guys it's worked out for. Armani Brooks is going to be a guy that is now on the Rockets roster, that was on the U of H roster just a few years ago, that can shoot the ball. And all you need is an opportunity. So if he looks for a chance to get that opportunity and it comes quickly and he is able to make an NBA roster and make money that he wouldn't be making next year if he returned to the University of Houston, more power to him. But don't make the wrong decision for the sake of ego because you said you were going out. Don't be afraid to go back.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. If you need to develop your game, I do understand that everybody's circumstances is different. Maybe you want to support your family. I don't know that to be the case for Quentin Grimes, but I totally understand the idea of developing your game. Now, we've been talking a lot about Deshaun Watson and Deshaun and all the lawsuits that's being filed. Another situation where someone's being sued. It's not only Deshaun Watson, but it's a former associate AD at LSU who, I guess, filed a $50 million lawsuit. And it's crazy because I didn't know about the AD at the time. Apparently, there were some emails, Joel, that said it would be better for him to be fired and during his tenure at LSU. And apparently, he had some inappropriate behavior between 2009 and like 2015 or so. With women, he was encouraged, according to these reports, and told not to talk to them, but he talked to them anyway. And now they're bringing up a $50 million lawsuit, and that's just absolutely crazy, considering, you know, how long it went. But I guess he was at a time where it might have been easier to get away with it. I mean, 2009 was just a whole different landscape. Well, 2016, yeah. That's different. 16 is a little bit closer to where we are in terms of the climate.
Yeah.
But 2009, I can see him getting away with stuff like that. And now the reason why they didn't fire him, according to these reports, is that they either couldn't prove or he did not have sex with any of these women. It was just like harassment and just inappropriate behavior. Talking about Les Miles.
Yeah, I'm saying it was weird stuff though. It was babysitters. It was tutors. It was people. I don't want to use the term escort. It was people that gave tours of the athletic facilities and things like that. But here's where I got an issue, and I understand where this is coming from to some degree, Nick. Because look, he had a high level of success as a coach,
there was long,
so that goes a long way. What I really would have an even bigger issue with is the fact that was it rumored or was it proven? At LSU, the fact that he got let go at Kansas in a totally different second chance, you can call it a second chance opportunity. It could be the next point in his career. But the fact that he got let go for that, and they didn't say it was because he only won two games at Kansas, it was because of what was announced at LSU, I think that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. And there were some serious accusations, nothing in the form of like, rape or anything like that. But there was one where there was like a situation where here's I'll read it for you as it reads on Yahoo. He was accused of repeated inappropriate behavior at LSU, including kissing a female student, inviting female students to his home, and requiring that only quote unquote blondes with the big boobs close quote and quote another quote pretty girls would work for the team. There was also a quote that I believe the person who's raising the lawsuit, Sharon Lewis, said something about how he might have said something about there's too many black people being employed by the school. So there were some serious accusations being told there, but it's a $50 million lawsuit. I don't think you'll get that number, but it's a pretty big lawsuit. It's a pretty, pretty big lawsuit against LSU. Just an interesting situation. And maybe Quentin Grimes is good that he left Kansas because of that. You know, you never know. Like,
I just think that, you know what? It's one thing to admit you made a mistake in hiring a guy that was already probably a little bit over the hill and just say, hey, it wasn't working out. Plus, Kansas is a really tough spot to recruit for football. I get it. It's a basketball school no matter what.
Yeah.
But no matter who has tried, it's been a swing and a miss when you're trying to compete in that conference and try to win football games.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're going to put it all on the case and what happened at LSU, and also the fact that you didn't do the due diligence to figure out a lot of that stuff before you hired him in the first place, to figure out that there was a past of unsettled stuff that might come up. And then, oh, by the way, because of that case, we're letting you go. No, you're not.
No.
Stop.
There's no way.
So that's going on as well. We mentioned all the details of the Watson situation and the new details. We talked about the Astros. The Rockets play the Clippers tonight. So basically, we've got all your sports headlines out of the way. There's other things on the agenda, but if you want to bring something to the table, look, we can have some fun with the rest of the program. We take you up until 4 o'clock, so there's time. 713-780-3776, HRNP, listener line for calls and texts. Otherwise, Twitch and Twitter. It's Nick and Joel in the Press Box, ESPN.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, you feel like playing with your rod this weekend? Are you real?
Absolutely.
Putting some bait out there and seeing what you might catch? That might mean you're an angler. An angler as it relates to fishing, that is, because if you aren't aware, the 46th annual fishing show is coming to Houston April 14th through the 18th at the GRB Convention Center, and they've got everything for the fishermen in your life. All the new rods, reels, lures, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats, hundreds of kayaks and kids clinics going on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to give away a four-pack of tickets at 321. At 321, so that everybody's got a fair shot, we're going to take caller number 10 at 321-713-780-3776 to get a four-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. If you love to fish or know someone that does and you want them to learn about all the different and newest products in fishing and different ways that you can get even more involved in the sport, 46th Annual Fishing Show, check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more information. All right, Nick, a couple things. One, we were talking this about yesterday about the El Presidente from Barstool, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
And the fact that a video got out there.
Resurfaced.
That, well, do you believe he released it or it surfaced because someone else got their hands on it?
That I don't know. I don't know that fact. He knows he did. He was on record saying, yeah, I have three and it's been up there. Now, did he publish it? He didn't say
this
that in that particular video.
This is the question I'm asking.
I don't know. He didn't say that in that particular video.
Right.
If I do enough search, research, I can probably figure that
out. This is why I'm asking. Because now, his partner in said video, a lady by the name of Sydney Raines, is speaking out. And she, one, I give her credit. Because a lot of times when this happens, you know, there's shame involved and embarrassment. And they are really upset and they're, you know, they're coming out guns blazing and they're upset with the person involved in the video. In this case, she's come out and basically said, hey, it's absolutely true. She said, I became aware yesterday a video has surfaced on the internet. Yes, it is me. It's hard to believe that a video from the past is just coming to light. It was never meant to be public. Some may not approve of the video content. It was entirely consensual. It was unfortunate that it is no longer private, but we're still friends. There's no animosity between us, and people need to realize we all endure obstacles in our lives. It just happens to be mine. I won't label this as a mistake since we have both taken responsibility for it, but the fact that it was leaked and posted without our awareness and consent would be inconsiderate. Look, here's the thing. She's basically saying he didn't release it either. I'm not so sure. At the end of the day,
I don't know. I mean,
he's a guy that likes attention. He knows it's going to help Barstool.
I don't think. No, I mean, he is so successful with Barstool right now with some of the content that he has. I don't know if he needs a sex tape to be published. That's the reason why I tend to think he didn't. It does. I'm not putting it past him. I'm just saying I don't think that he did.
I don't think he needs it, but I think if he gets it, it just only adds more. Now, because the video surfaced, supposedly the value on the market of Barstool went down, and he encouraged everybody, go snap it up from whoever decided that the value went down and wants to sell out, because it's going to come back again.
Yeah,
there's no way to punish us. Right.
It was a stock that went down. It was Penn stock that went down. But, I mean, I don't know if she was – because when you say speak out, it sounds like – the way – the quotes I read sounds like, yeah, she made a mistake, but she's okay with it. I mean, here's some of the quotes. Even on Twitter, someone said, you should start a podcast and call it Caller Daddy. She responded and said, I approve this message. And the reason why that's interesting is if you saw the video,
Yeah. She's
got a leash, there's a collar. It gets pretty rough in that video. Okay. One said, just glad your neck is okay. If you know a good chiropractor, let me know. Someone said, Portnoy said, a stock is down because someone has consensual sex. Are you bleeping kidding me? That was in the movie, the video that I talked about the other day. It's just, I mean, she said it was posted without our awareness. That's the true mistake. I had obstacles in my life. That was a time of my life that it was obstacles, but we both agreed and said that we were both responsible for it. And so that's why I understand. So,
is she an Instagram model?
I think so.
She's easy on the eyes. But I was looking at this, and I'm trying to see that she bills herself as an Instagram model. All right, but as you said, and you're absolutely correct, is the fact that Barstool is owned by Penn National Gaming. And Portnoy responded with a video on Twitter saying that the stock went down because somebody has consensual sex. Are you effing kidding me? And he urged his followers to go buy Penn's shares while the price was lower. Quote, I would jump on this dip and I would eff it. No pun intended.
Yeah.
So he is a firm believer in his product. He is a firm believer that as long as they were consensual and everything was cool with it, that they did nothing wrong. And I think that whether planned or unplanned, they both gain from it. There's going to be people that follow her more on Instagram. And there's going to be people that believe that his, I guess, legacy that he's created.
Not that many followers, though.
Given kind of guy that get more to it.
But she doesn't have that many followers. Only 12.6 thousand followers on Instagram. She does have those type of pics that I guess.
Really?
That we would appreciate, I guess. She doesn't coin herself as an Instagram model on the particular profile that I'm looking at right now, but it's _Sydney Rains, just over 12,000 followers, and that's where she actually posted the statement. People need to realize that we all endure obstacles in our lives, and this just happens to be mine. I won't label this as a mistake since we have both taken responsibility for it, but the fact that it was leaked and posted without our awareness and consent would be considered the mistake. So I don't know if she even cares that much that it got posted.
Well, for whatever the reason.
Have you ever used a leash or a collar?
No. That's not my thing. Look, just like if Deshaun's into massages, certain people are into certain things, whether you call it a fetish, role playing. I don't know if it tickles your fancy. I don't know how you want to. But everybody to each his own, and everybody has their trigger.
Well, you like the missionary position. You're just boring.
No idea. You're like some of these people on Twitch that think they know me because they decided to chime in. You have no freaking idea.
It's a snooze fest with Joel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't tell me. Get me started on what kind of fest it must be with you then. Because it ain't no festival. I can tell you that.
There's only two times when Joel gets excited. It's when he's pooping on the Rockets or Apollo Mantel. So.
That's not true. Well, because of Apollo Mantel. Oh, never mind. All right, the other story that I came across, by the way, that we need to discuss.
Okay.
All right. Is something that could be right down your alley that I'm going to have to warn you that there's some caution now.
Okay.
Do not enter any amateur eating contest, Nick. All right? Those days for you should be over.
I think I know which story you're talking about.
Bad things can possibly happen.
I'll let you set it up.
Like, you know, we've talked about how this has become a quote-unquote sport in recent years, from the hot dog eating contest and Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi and all those kind of things. Well, we knew. Remember, Nico Nikos did the local version of it, and they did a Euro eating contest and some other things. Well, we know that minor league baseball is all about the promotion and the marketing and all about trying to capitalize. I don't think that they planned for the fact that in a taco eating contest, a minor league baseball team is now being sued because a guy that participated in the contest choked on the food in Fresno, California.
Oh, my God.
And passed away.
Oh, he
passed
did?
Away.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, in that case,
Fresno was, and I don't know, it looks like because the actual case, he died on August the 13th, 2019. It's now being taken into the courts, and the lawsuit has been filed. But in Fresno, I want to say that was the minor league affiliate of the Astros in 2019.
Oh,
Because of the fact that, remember, they used to have the Fresno tacos and those hats. Blummer had one, and it was a big deal, and everybody wanted one. They were white, yellow, and green, and they had a big taco on the front.
Yeah.
So his family, who said he participated in a taco eating contest at the minor league baseball game,
is suing the event's organizers for negligence. He died after choking on said food during the eating competition at Chuck Chansey Park in Fresno, California. It was held in honor of the Fresno Grizzlies game against the Memphis Redbirds. According to the lawsuit filed by his 18-year-old son, he was not made aware of the risks and dangers involved in the amateur eating contest.
Oh, well.
Now, wait a minute. I have so many questions. If it's a soft shell taco, it's different than a hard shell.
Doesn't matter. You could still choke on either.
You could, but I think that it would be more damage done by the hard shell than the soft shell.
I would assume so. But I would imagine you can still choke on either. So I don't know if it's... The thing about it is, like, when you sign in four different places or five different places and you initial in about 20 different spots, whether they made clear to you about the dangers or not, I feel like it's kind of your responsibility. Now, if we're going to get into deep legal discussion, I don't know the exact details, but I just feel like in general, if you sign a paper saying if anything happens to me, then I'm not going to sue anybody, then you shouldn't be sitting there. But at the same time, you're talking about someone who lost a loved one. So I can see how the retaliation eventually ended up in a lawsuit. You get
mad.
What I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. You're mad. But even when Barry did the whole camel riding contest.
Yeah.
You have to sign a document.
Oh, yeah. And I think he ate it. Was it him that? No, that was someone else who ate it on the nose. Like, his face just went boom against the metal.
Yeah, but regardless, you have to sign some kind of a release. And I got to believe that plays a part in this, regardless of what happens. Now, the family is saying that, you know, professionals train for this. Professionals, you know, are experienced because they understand that there's a technique.
You're an
and
amateur.
That he was not given the details. He was not given the ability to train for this. So he's saying that the people that organized this, whether it be the team and or the promotion company, failed to fully inform the participants of the risk in agreeing to enter the contest. And the lack of information outlining the risk was omitted when he entered.
Okay. Now, can I ask you this? Are you going to sit there and go through all the information when you're entering a hot dog eating contest?
No, but you're also not assuming. You're not in the back of your mind. You're not thinking I could die from this. It's not like you're going, hey, we're getting looking for five people to jump off this cliff into this cup of water. You could throw up maybe, but I don't think anybody's thinking they're going to die.
Yeah, but the documentation is obviously there in the event that you do, in the event that you get hurt so they don't get sued. I mean, like when I went to go skydiving, I had to initial in about 30 different spots and sign in about 15. Like at that point, it's done. I mean, if I had not made it to the ground and I passed away, I mean, I just don't know how much that holds up in court. I just don't know if that's a realistic approach.
Is it ironic that the president of the Fresno Grizzlies is Derek Franks, since there are hot dog eating contests too?
That is ironic.
What happened, they said, too, by the way, was when he participated in the contest, he began to choke. There was medical professionals standing by with an ambulance. So they began to clear his throat. They got him transported to the hospital where they began pulling out the food, cleared his airways, and unfortunately were unsuccessful in saving his life.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I signed to do the skydiving, I didn't read the entire contract. It was like 7-8 freaking pages.
I think that the kind of the perception, the whole reaction to all that too is you're never going to, the way it's worded, it's never going to be worded in your favor anyway.
Yeah, and even if you do, you're actually going to go through all that as an amateur eating guy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't know how much it holds. Now, the emotions coming from the situation, if that was your family member, I can see why the lawsuit
But a year and some later?
But I just don't know how much it's going to hold up in court when you've signed everywhere. Like, I didn't read that whole thing. It happens. It happens, man. Unfortunate situation. I'm obviously, you know, I don't want anybody to die from a eating contest, but it is what it is.
No, absolutely. So, all right, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and they're great people doing great things. And if you need anything done with your roof, there's only one place to go. It's Fitz Roofing, because they do free, no-obligation inspections. That means at absolutely no cost to you, they can tell you what needs to be done, from a leaky roof and a repair to repairs around the house to putting up a new fence in your yard. They do so much, and they can tell you what they can do and what price it's going to cost you at no cost to you by just calling 832-521-3001 or going to FitzRoofing.com. And now the same company that has the reputable staff and reputation of Corey and Fitz Roofing He is the vice president of the Houston Roofing Association, by the way. They're looking for motivated individuals to work for Fitz as well. So if you're looking for a new opportunity, change your career a little bit, and know that you want a company that backs you, that's above board, that's classy, that handles everything with integrity, check out the people at Fitz Roofing. They supply leads. They give you a company truck, high-paying commission structure, continual growth opportunities within the company, and a culture unmatched, driven by commitment to serve and helping the community and with their trust in God. For that, too, you can call 832-521-3001 or go to info@fitzroofing.com. Therefore, they can walk you through the process, get you the way to get a resume submitted, and you could be the next loyal worker for Fitz Roofing. Otherwise, if you need anything done with your roof and or fix and repairs around the house, call Fitz Roofing, check them out online, fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. Our plan for the next 30 minutes is to take you up till 4, give you a lot of things to talk about, laugh about, or learn about as we roll up until the Blitz. Then the Blitz takes you from 4 to 7, gets you ready for the weekend. And then hopefully everybody can relax for a little bit and enjoy H-Town.
Did you make it home safely yesterday? Because I know you're pretty intoxicated after consuming a half cider.
Yeah, I was ripped. I heard those guys talk about
that.
That
was
home.
Breaking news. People got a really big kick out of the fact that you drank yesterday.
And I thought you were going to take pictures of it. But then I got people that, I've got to verify that. I need to see that, or I need pictures. You know what? No, you don't. You got an eyewitness account from Nick. And myself.
I didn't see it.
As testimony.
I was lying the entire time.
Yeah, right. And AJ saw me because I started drinking it for the time I ordered it. Big deal. Then I got Fred telling me, that's not really drinking. That's not really a beer. Well, guess what? You're a champion with a gold medal and I'm not. In that case, and then and you win. I don't care. And 3, 2, 1, Joel didn't text the show. So
you made it home safely after consuming that
safely,
half a cider.
Got home and beat traffic. Took the HOV lane.
Sounded like that car chase going down in L.A. that everybody in Twitch is.
L.A. car chase that's just boring.
It's boring. He's driving very slow. It doesn't seem like a very, very fun car chase. I know the Blitz does play-by-play, or at least Fred does.
Right.
I don't know if they even want to do play-by-play of this car chase once 4 o'clock gets around here. But if it's still going for another, 25 minutes, maybe Fred Fowler can give you some play-by-play.
Stay tuned for that. We were talking about the Astros last night, 50% capacity, NBA expecting full capacity next season. Look, I think that's where we're headed. I think when you look around all the highlights on SportsCenter, the baseball games, you're realizing that it's good to see fans back in the stands. It's good to see that we're progressing. And if everybody keeps getting vaccinated and things go the way they are.
I need to get vaccinated.
Everybody needs to just get back to normal. I know we're all dying to get to that point. Well, you know, and that maybe that's the wrong term, but we can't wait to get back to the point where we can go to concerts and movies and you know, full capacity for sporting events. That would be fantastic. So hopefully we're on the right path, and it's good to see fans back. So that's kind of a neat thing that's going on in sports. I want to talk to you about this, Nick, a little bit, because I remember at the time Charles Barkley was outspoken on this, and I had some concerns that I'd brought up to Lisa about this. Remember the referee that collapsed during the Final Four?
Yes, I do remember.
So at the time, after they wheeled him off the floor on a wheelchair in a stretcher, and Ernie Johnson reports they're just sending him back to the hotel. And Charles, who again just speaks as Charles and doesn't think about what he should and shouldn't say, but he goes, I don't agree with that. I mean, I think he should be going to a hospital for some medical attention if that happened.
Yeah,
and then they kind of try to downplay it because they work for the NCAA by having the tournament. So they didn't say a whole lot more of it. Turns out now he had a blood clot. Turns out it was in his lungs. And he's saying that if he didn't collapse like he did, he might not be alive today because, in fact, it saved his life.
Wow.
How is that guy not going right from the court to a hospital?
Do we know that he wasn't being Mr. Stubborn? and said, I don't want to go to the hospital because, you know, one person that might do that, your boy, look, you're looking at him.
You wouldn't want to go to the hospital?
I might be that dude.
You might be dead.
That's true. I'm just saying I'm stupid enough to make that
Someone
decision.
Has to be a clearer head that gets to you that says, no, Nick, you're going.
I would think the NCAA would be that party, right? Just out of protection for themselves. Maybe not family members, but NCAA, like, I know you don't want to go to the hospital. And look, this is all speculation. Maybe he did want to go to the hospital. I'm not saying he didn't. But at the same time, if they took you straight to the hotel and you were that concerned, maybe you take yourself to the hospital. Now, something must have happened between that point and later if he found out that there was a blood clot, because obviously he had to get diagnosed with that. That wasn't just something that he could, hey, you know what, I have a blood clot. That's the reason why I collapsed. Obviously, he either went to a clinic or a hospital to where he can get that diagnosis done. So I saw him collapse live. It wasn't pretty. So hopefully he gets okay and he does well.
Here's the Elite Eight game. To be clear, and it was in front of the Gonzaga bench. But you would think that, especially when you are dealing with as big of an organization as the NCAA is, and with everything that's going on with, especially because they were trying to create the bubble situation, we didn't know what other health situations could pop up. But the minute something like that happens, protocol should be, whether you like it or not, you are going to see a doctor. You're not just going to see a paramedic because something can happen.
Or even a specialist.
Right, so that people that know and are experts on whatever might have happened can give you a diagnosis. The media is going to want to know why it happened. And so he was released after 2 days in the hospital by eventually getting to the hospital. And that's when they found the clot.
So how do you even treat a blood clot in the lungs?
Blood that just thinner. So I think it starts with a blood thinner if it's something and you're on blood thinners. And they're doing scans so they can see it because they can see the size of it. And then because as it's in proximity to lungs, heart, major organs, that impacts how serious it is and what treatment has to be done.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That's why it's important to get massages.
Yeah.
Well, you know? Keep that blood moving.
That's what Deshaun says. That's what you say.
I mean, Whole Foods took care of me.
So that's just, thank God he's okay.
Yeah, prayers out to them. At least, you know, it's unfortunate that he had to fall on the ground to realize that he had a serious health condition.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he went to the hospital. I mean, that's, and look, most of the times these officials, particularly at the NCAA or even at the NBA level, they're actually in shape. They're running up and down the court all the time. You know, I would assume they're eating well. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're in shape, but they're eating like crap. I do know a bunch of people like that. They eat terrible, but they're working out all the time. So I guess. But you would think that most of the officials at the NCAA level, particularly during March Madness, are not only at their best, but they're in shape, they're healthy. So, and how do you foresee a blood clot in your lungs?
You know what I mean? Right? Like, why you go through, you know, regular checkups. And if something's wrong, that's why you don't pull a Nick Sciarra and go, yeah, I'll feel better tomorrow.
No, I'd be the first to admit that's not the right approach, and I don't encourage anybody listening to the show to do that. But no, you're right. And look, maybe he was the one that took the initiative and said, you know what? They took me straight to the hotel. I need to go to a hospital. I'm not feeling right. I was standing up and all of a sudden I collapsed right in front of the Gonzaga bitch, mind you. So hopefully he does well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
This is disturbing to me in so many ways. What would you do, Nick? Well, and this is a lot of what would you do, because there's a lot of variables that you're never going to have to deal with. But if you were married and had a kid, right, you would probably put those nursery cameras in so that,
like we have,
they're amazing in being able to monitor. So
no question.
If the baby moves, make a noise.
No question.
Whatever. So they brought a guy in that's a home inspector to a house in Michigan that was a family with a nursery. The family was unaware, or the family found out quickly that the man that was the home inspector was unaware there were cameras when he was caught pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll. It's one thing that you get caught pleasuring yourself in someone else's home when you're working, but with an Elmo doll? Mm. Kevin Wayne Van Leuven was arraigned on a pair of misdemeanors from the unsettling incident in Oxford Township, a suburb of Detroit, Michigan. He was hired by the homeowners to inspect their property prior to being put up for sale. They left him and the real estate agent into the house. Then the family left, thank goodness. While away from the property, the female homeowner received an alert on her phone that a webcam had detected movement in their nursery. When they then brought up the feed, they saw him pleasuring himself with Elmo.
This is the song, la, 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 Elmo's song. La, 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 la. La 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 la, Elmo song.
But why is that? Why is that attractive to him? Like, why is that something that gets him going? I don't get it.
I can only hope it's more about how it feels than what it looks like. Because otherwise, if you need to be pleasured by Elmo, and we started talking this with
now
the fetishes and what you like and what you don't like, but if that's your like, you got some issues.
It's a good thing he hasn't seen you do your Elmo dance. Because if he did,
that's Grover. We're not doing Elmo. Was it Elmo?
No, it was Elmo. And you still do the Elmo dance. And if you did that in front of this individual, you may not be with us today. Or violated. We don't know.
Hey, Mr. House Inspector, what's that in your hand?
Wow.
Want to play a game?
I had a side gig working for a guy who does appraisals for houses. And he goes around to people's houses all the time. And a lot of times they're actually embarrassed at how messy that they are before they go and inspect their house and stuff like that. I might need to tell him, bro, there might be some cameras. You better be careful, player.
Nonetheless, again, and the other day I saw a story where a guy got caught in a grocery store parking lot doing it. And it's like, can't you just find the privacy of your own home? Or if you're going to be in your car, can't you go into a secluded area where no one else is going to find you? What is the deal?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess sometimes these guys can't wait. We all know about Tubin Zubin or whatever the hell his name is from the New York Daily News who got caught pleasuring himself during the Zoom conference. Some people just can't wait. It has to be done. It has to be done now. Clearly, he had to do it during the
patience job. Is more than a virtue. It can keep you from a Florida man, 22, arrested for masturbating in a Publix grocery store parking lot.
See, I don't.
Why?
If they knew they were on a Twitch stream like us, they probably wouldn't do things like that. If they knew they're on a live stream or actually in a parking lot, you should assume that there's cameras, right? I don't know.
Now, Nick, this is the worst part about it. And this goes back to the Delvin Diesel stories of Florida people and how just completely worse than any other state in the union they are. When cops found him in the act in the parking lot, his direct quote was, he did not want to do it at home because he did not want to get caught.
Oh, by the wife, probably. Do it in the bathroom, bro. Isn't that how you get away with it? If you don't want the wife to know, don't you just go in the bathroom? Like, where do you go, in the attic or in the bathroom?
He was watching on his phone with his junk exposed, said he was stressed out and came to take care of it because he didn't want to risk getting caught masturbating at home. That's what your option is, the grocery store parking lot, not the unlit, non-cameramanned, park?
And when you're in the bathroom, what is your wife doing? Is she like knocking on the door? Do you have a time limit as to how long you can be in the bathroom? Is there not a lock on your door? Is it open?
Short of a GPS in your shorts, so she knows exactly where you are at every given second of the day, you can't tell me. I'll tell you what, Nick. How about you leave your car, you go into the grocery store, and you use their bathroom?
How about that? It's called privacy,
bud. Pretty sure there's no cameras in there, and if there are, somebody's going to jail.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Florida.
But I also don't get how he's worried about getting caught at the house. That, to me, is the biggest takeaway for me. You have a house. You live with your wife. Does your apartment or house not possess bathrooms with doors that have locks?
I just don't get that.
There's not a secret room, maybe in the garage. I don't know.
Who are you thinking you're outsmarting besides yourself? I don't get it.
Look,
well, that's what gives us fuel for fire in the final hour all the time.
Try to add it next time or something. I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
All right. Well, you know what you can try if you're willing to make sure that you want to be back where you were, like when you were in your heyday in your 20s, whether it be in the bedroom, in the boardroom, or in the weight room. You only go to one place. It's Apollo Men's Health, because they can get you feeling like you felt like in your 20s all over again. You thought that there was a point in your life where you just couldn't feel like that anymore. You couldn't do the things you used to do. You didn't have the energy you once had. Well, that's not true, because Dr. O and his staff are focused on men and women trying to feel like they used to feel, look like they used to look, and be like they used to be on a daily basis. Dr. O used to work for those other clinics. He took what worked and got rid of what didn't and started his own place so that he can do it better for you, the people of Houston, Texas. Conveniently located near downtown Houston, the people at Apollo Men's Health are focused on your needs, getting you the help that you want. And if you're honest with them, they're going to get you a program and results that get you feeling and looking like you once did. They have done it for me. They are fantastic people. I'm now taking a B12 shot weekly. I'm getting my blood pressure checked. I'm doing all the different things with the body composition analysis. And I'm down 11 and a half pounds. I'm down 9% body fat. And I continue to feel better and better about myself thanks to the people at Apollo Men's Health. They can do the same thing for you. It starts with hormone therapy for men and women. And for the men, it means testosterone. You can do it weekly by going into the clinic. You can do it yourself at home, and they can teach you how and get you the product. Or you can do cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy, which has all the same results. But honestly, you only have to go in once every 6 months instead of having to go in weekly. So it's more time. It's better for your time, less time consuming, and you still get all the effects. They do great things. David Kelly and his staff make you feel like a friend or a family member from the minute you walk through the doors. And Dr. O and all of his great people get you the results you're after. Check him out today. Tell him I sent you by. And if you do, you're going to get a free B12 shot during the month of April. That's just another benefit of listening to ESPN 97.5. But you can go to apollomh.com. And they can get you started. Or if you want to set up your first appointment by going to the phone, you can call them. And when you do, they're going to get you the same exact appointments, and they're going to set you up the same way. 832-664-9966. You're going to find out most major insurance is accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. And again, mention my name on ESPN Radio. Get that free B12 shot to get you going right away in the right direction. It's good people doing great things. It's the people at Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, people, here's the thing. Do you not have enough to do in your day? We were just having a discussion. We were saying it was at night. I said, go find like a parking lot or something like that, or under a tree. And then people are like, Joel, a park is where kids run and play. They're supposed to be in bed like this guy is.
I told you my recommendation was way better. Go in the bathroom or the attic where Joel goes.
Neither one. No, an attic. But it's hot up there.
Okay, a bathroom with a lock. Does that not make sense? How does that not make sense?
Chiquita's in there when you're in the bathroom.
No, sometimes, but that's only when the door is open.
See, I know, because I know people that have pets.
Well, Doc, the problem, for some reason, when I'm dropping to do, she's always...
When do you ever shut the door?
In my room, not... I mean, I don't, because the bathroom's
exactly.
In my room.
So then when you do, the wife gets suspicious.
Someone else made a better point.
Why doesn't the wife just take care of it for you? That's why you have a wife.
But why does Chiquita walk up to me and want to be a part of the whole situation when I'm on the can? I don't get it. I don't understand that. Why do dogs do that? Is there like a scientific explanation as to why dogs do that? Because every dog that I've owned has done that.
Yeah, I don't...
You know damn well it's happened to you, too. Don't even act like.
With what? The dogs?
Yeah.
Look, the dogs were in our house. And like I said, I don't know who shuts the door at their own house. But it's been documented over and over again. When the pets know where they can get you and you can't move, and there's a chance that they can get petting, yeah, they're going to go wherever that is. If you're sitting on the couch, they're right next to you. There's a reason. If you're sitting on the John, they're right next to you. There's a reason.
I mean, but sometimes I might be sitting in the living room and my dog's like 50, 60 feet away. And then I go use the can, and next thing you know, she's right there. It's like, it's weird. Like, why didn't you want to cuddle and sit next to me when we were just chilling in the living room? Like, I didn't get it. I don't know. Maybe my dog hates me. And I didn't mean to taint Elmo for anybody, by the way. I just thought it was hilarious that the guy was attracted to a freaking Elmo doll. It's kind of weird.
And this is why I say what I say about some of the texters. And don't all take this personally, because it's not for all of you. But when I do this voice, it's for those of you that decide to text things like this to me. Joel's out out here to glass houses throwing stones, knowing I'm not in a parking lot of a grocery store grabbing my Johnson either.
How do you know he sounds like that?
Because they're dumb enough to text that to me.
So if you're dumb, you sound like that. That's what Joel said.
No, I'm saying if you're dumb enough to text that to me, there's a chance. I'm not saying that you definitely do. Because that would be throwing stones from a glass house to a glass apartment, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, there's someone on the phone that has
Jasper?
An explanation. I just don't know if I want to go to it. His name is Jasper, and he wants to explain to me.
Will he have an accent, Nick?
See, look, you know what?
I'm asking a question.
If he does, I hope he goes back at you. Jasper, you're on the press box.
I say there's anything wrong with it.
What's up, buddy?
Yes, I have an accent because I'm from East Texas.
Okay.
What's going on, guys? I got an answer for you. The reason dogs follow you in there is because that's when a dog feels the most vulnerable, is when they're using the restroom. So in a pack, they look out for each other when someone's using the restroom because that's when they're the most vulnerable for an attack.
Ah.
So they feel like you're vulnerable when you're using the restroom and they want to have your back.
Jasper. You know what? I'm going to commend you because we also have multiple text messages with that exact same information. So good stuff, and we appreciate you.
Now we got an explanation.
That was quality. Thank you, Jasper.
It actually made sense.
Does it, though?
She looks very uncomfortable when she's pooping outside. She looks like someone's about to attack her. It's kind of true. Doesn't your dog look like it's about to get attacked when it's pooping?
It depends on which dog. Some feel like it's attacking the actual process. And others of them have a tendency to do that.
Interesting dog poop conversation there.
Someone said, what happened to the good old shower for that? Yeah, there you get privacy in the shower. If your old boy, instead of in the supermarket parking lot, just say, I'm going to take a shower. It's been a long day.
And where are showers
located? Make it a longer day.
And where are showers located, Joel? In the bathroom. I mean, I don't understand why this is...
But shower curtains, Nick.
I get it, but my point is... The bathroom should be your haven. It should be your safe place to do that. That's my whole point. Like, if you're in the bathroom, you don't even need shower curtains at that point.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, again, without throwing stones at glass houses, the thing is that...
Take me 30 seconds tops.
You have so many different options. Why is it where you settle on the best option being... I would assume it's a parking lot. It's lit, right? And not in that term of lit. It's illuminated. It's probably full of cameras. You have your phone no matter where you go. Why do you choose to take your phone to a parking lot of a supermarket and take care of your business?
I don't know. I mean, he obviously his wife was on him. Maybe
she wasn't, because if she was on to him, he wouldn't have to do it by himself. I'm just saying. That's the moral of that story.
I just don't get why he's struggling to find a spot to do that.
Right.
When you have a bathroom. Like, I don't get it.
No.
Like, I just don't get it.
Unbelievable. You know what else I don't get? When people go to brake shops to get their brakes done, when they can have it done while they're sitting in the privacy of their own home. Yes, it's absolutely true. And guess what? They use the same products. They have the same quality. They have the same prices. They don't gouge you price-wise. And the convenience is unbelievable. I'm talking about New Brakes, NUBrakes.com. If you go to NUBrakes.com, you don't have to go to the brake shop, because all they do is brakes, and they do it right there at your house, in your driveway, in your garage, while you're sipping on a beer, watching sports, doing yard work, whatever you got to do, multitasking on the computer. Well, even with that last story, you could be doing that too. Guess what? You're doing all those things and you're not driving to the brake shop where you're sitting in a bad, crowded waiting room with awful television on folding chairs, drinking cold coffee. No, you're kicking back at the house till they do a quality job, putting in great brakes, doing great brake work with experts and technicians that focus on brakes. Check them out today. It's like, why would you shop in the grocery store when you can get the same thing for the same prices and they come to you? That's what you do. You go to New Brakes, NUBrakes.com, NUBrakes.com. Check them out and mention ESPN 97.5. Get a 10% discount. But why would you go anywhere else? Have your brakes done at the house, New Brakes.
ESPN 97.5.